Love Line, coast to coast.
Yep, it is the Love Line. I'm Adam Carolla. It's Dr. Drew over there. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Dr. Drew is a board-certified physician, an addiction medicine specialist, and let's not forget the Hippocratic Oath, Drew.
Yeah.
Drew has announced that he's had some of the worst gas of his life.
Yeah, I'd say so.
Tonight?
So this is the mantra, do no harm, gets challenged.
Yeah, this could do harm, physically and emotionally.
Oh yes, make no doubt about it.
I just played 20 games of basketball, so I'm winded.
What does 20 games of basketball mean? Four quarters, 20 times?
I mean that me and the Man Show guys just shot hoop for the last 3 hours straight, and then I ran over here. So the point is I think my white blood cell count's a little low.
Yeah.
I'm a little low on fluids, and a good fart could take me out. That's all I'm saying.
So Man Show crew is working hard again as usual?
How dare you? How dare you, sir?
Sorry.
Finish work, then we played some basketball. You wouldn't know what it's like to hang out with
How
guys.
How dare you?
Thank you. Giovanni?
Hey, yeah.
Giovanni?
Yes.
What's up? You're 16.
Yes. Kind of a strange problem here. My girlfriend has a food fetish where she almost always has to have food while we are having sex.
What do you mean, have it?
Well, yeah, what does that mean?
Like, you know, like eating it.
Eating what? Like sitting down with a tray and fork and knife?
No. But, you know, like, she'll, like, me eating a sandwich while we're having sex. And she needs it. She tells me that she needs it to feel comfortable. And I want to know.
All right, you idiot. Drew, stop picking guys for the first call of the night, would you?
You're right.
You get a bunch of jack-offs, they're talking about nothing.
Well, now, wait, I don't see any girl. Wait, here's one. Try this one.
Jade?
No.
Jade sounds like a stripper to me.
All right.
You want to try Chris?
Yeah.
All right, if it's a dude, though. Chris?
Yeah.
Oop. Hold on there, Chris. See if we can get some ladies going in here. Freedom?
Yeah. Want to try that?
Could that be a gal? Freedom?
Yes.
Ooh.
Hello.
Hi. Hello, baby.
Hi, you guys. Thanks for taking my call.
Yeah, our pleasure.
Okay, my question is not so super serious, but I'm 25 years old, and I still haven't had sex yet. I'm not really interested in having a relationship, or I've never... Not that I'm not interested, but I've never really been to the rest of my family and my friends. They're all very healthy sexually.
The rest of my family's been healthy sexually.
Yeah. Well,
that's what you call tangential thought process.
You're a little nutty, baby.
I'm a little nutty, not too much.
You've been told that, though, right?
I have. Yeah.
You on any medication?
No. Uh-uh.
But you've been begged to take some, right?
I wouldn't mind a little bit if it would help me out.
Is your name Freedom?
Yes.
You come from a bunch of hippies?
I do, yeah.
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 Shocking.
And the family's very healthy sexually?
Well, they
sit around with their clothes off and they smoke pot.
They're normal.
Yeah, that would be normal.
Okay. And why is it you think you haven't had sex yet? It's not a religious thing, right?
No, and I'm not waiting for marriage. And when I was young, most of my girlfriends were fairly, I won't say slutty, but I come from a small town, and everybody pretty much did everybody.
Uh-huh.
And I decided pretty young that I was going to wait until I met someone that, you know.
Okay, well, what's your question?
I had the same thing, just everyone else decided. It wasn't
I decided for you.
I didn't get a vote.
It
was imposed.
I would like to have a relationship. I've never felt like I really needed one, and I thought, you know, it was okay.
Freedom, let's get focused here, Freedom. What can we help you with?
Well, I want to know if maybe it's some kind of chemical imbalance.
I doubt it if you're otherwise healthy medically. You're not a medicine, no healthy. The chemical imbalance is a relative term.
You could put me down for chemical imbalance for Freedom, though.
Yeah, for.
But what do you do for a living?
I'm a teacher.
Nope. Oh. Working with the youngins, though, right?
With the youngins, yeah.
Yeah. Shaping the youth of tomorrow? Or the youth of today for the world of tomorrow?
I've never had any energy for men. What do you look like?
How do you look?
What was that?
How do I look? Yeah.
Adam. I'm, you know, it's brown hair and 5'8". And
let's start with the hair color. That's trouble.
Yeah.
You a big gal?
What?
You a big gal?
No. I'm fairly thin. I've never had a weight problem.
All right.
I'm not ugly, Adam. That's not the reason.
Just checking.
It's not that I can't get laid.
Right. Everyone who doesn't get laid says that, though. But
yeah, right. Well, right. It could be. Maybe.
No, you're a girl. What? Listen. Yeah, why
you're a girl,
you,
therefore that.
Therefore,
yeah, that's,
you're right.
Yeah, okay.
How about, you ever talked to a therapist or a psychiatrist?
I have. A few years ago, I saw one for a while, and didn't really help me much. I thought she needed therapy more than I did, so I discontinued. But
it's always ironic when they spaz out when they're explaining about their sanity. You know, yeah. Like when they go, I saw a therapist for a while, but I thought she needed a therapist. Like, listen, baby, you need a male therapist.
Yeah.
I'm not sure she could tolerate that.
How about getting a dude therapist and leave yourself open? I mean, start going out. Hey, you have friends, you know, drink some wine coolers. I don't know.
You sure you want to see freedom on anything?
Like a sixer of Bartles and James at 2 in the morning? Talking about my aura and how it keeps changing colors? All right. I'd say back in it. You got any advice? You're just going to let her float out there? No?
I needs a therapist.
Therapist? All right. Jade?
Hi.
Hey, you're 29.
Yep.
There you go. What's up?
I'm not a stripper. I heard that.
All right. Hurry then.
I am addicted to Vicodin, and I'm ready to quit. Have been for a while.
Mm-hmm.
And I get a few days, and then the withdrawal symptoms get really bad. And then I just go back.
Well, the withdrawal from Vicodin is the easiest part of stopping Vicodin. As miserable as it is, I can detox anyone from any opiate in about 5 days.
You can? Yeah. I need that so bad.
Drew,
well, you don't.
Drew detoxed me from Vicodin during a commercial break.
Well, it takes a few more days, a few more hours than that. But your preoccupation with the detox is misplaced.
You think? Because I have the desire.
Yeah, I know you do.
That's the battle right there.
No. No, it's not, unfortunately. With opiates, most opiate addicts want to quit in the worst way possible. They just can't. And the detox is easy compared with staying off the drug.
Really? Because I have in the past. I quit when I had a baby. That was easy because I didn't want to damage, you know.
And you stayed off it, and then what'd you do?
Went back on.
Yeah, and that's the problem.
I have a legitimate reason for it.
Well, then you're not. Then you're going to go back on it again.
No, I can do because I had surgery recently.
All right. Well, baby, you got it all wrapped up. Then you got all the answers.
No, I need.
What do you need us for?
I need to get past the withdrawals.
Jade, you don't. You're wasting your time if you just focus on the withdrawal.
Okay, what should I focus on?
The recovery from the addiction.
Okay.
And you need to spend preferably a couple of weeks in a program.
Okay.
The withdrawal will be the smallest part of the challenge.
Okay.
And
I'm all for that. You know, need to know like what type of program.
An addiction recovery program. There's several in your area. Glendale Adventist has one. Los Encinas has one.
Okay, Glendale. Okay.
How many day you taking?
I used to. Oh gosh, take like. Actually, I was doing worse than Vicodin. I was doing something called Norco, which is equivalent to regular Vicodins. When you take two, that's four. I mean, it was terrible. Right. I would take like 6 to 8 a day. And then recently, I wanted to quit, but I was getting sick, so I was having one in the morning, which didn't do anything for me, but except kept me from getting sick, and then would have one in the evening, and none at work or anything like that.
I'm gonna take a wild guess. You somewhere near the Burbank Airport?
Uh-huh. You hear that, huh?
Yeah.
Yep.
You got that Piper cup coming down.
Yeah.
Basically on your porch.
So I know I have willpower because
Jade, willpower has nothing to do with this disease. The only place for willpower to be useful is to get your ass to meetings and to listen to what people tell you to do. That's where will is useful. Otherwise, this is a disorder of the willpower. It's completely overwhelmed by the drives that the opiates cause, and it's easily overwhelmed.
Yeah, and by the way, when you're addicted to something and you start breaking down the different elements, which is, I know I have drive, and I know I have willpower, and I know I have staying power. And, you know, it's like, listen, you're hooked. Get into a program.
Yeah,
and
addiction is a biology that's well understood now. And if you don't believe you're an addict, well, then stop. And if you can't stop, then it's a very powerful biology that requires intensive treatment.
That's right. And Drew's laughing all the way to the bank. Chris?
I wish.
Chris?
Yeah?
You're 21. What's up?
My girlfriend, well, I was in jail like a little while ago for like 2 or 3 months. Mm-hmm. And my girlfriend admitted to cheating on me with 3 girls.
I see. Parole violation? What got you in the hoose?
Probation violation.
Oh, probation.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh,
probation,
okay.
Violation.
I was way off.
And yeah.
What were you in the first time for?
Well, second degree assault with a handgun.
I see. Oh, good times.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
What were you doing?
Well, I was only 16 when it happened.
Oh, well, that excuses it.
Yeah.
That makes it much better.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. I just thought I was cool, so I was carrying a gun around in this. This kid started a fight with me, and he was a lot bigger than me, so I got scared. And I didn't shoot him. I just, like, hit him with it.
That just a little pistol weapon?
Yeah, just a little pistol weapon.
Good time. All right, so now you're out.
Yeah.
And your girl has hooked up with a couple of ladies while you're in.
Yep.
And this disturbs you?
No, she's less interested in having sex with me. And I was just wondering if, like, I knew she was bisexual when I first started going out with her.
Uh-huh.
We've been together for a year and a half.
Mm-hmm.
And we used to have sex a lot. But now it's like once a week,
yeah.
Once every 2 weeks.
Yeah. How old is she?
She's 19.
She's a little chaotic though, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah? Mm-hmm. Well, yeah. I mean, not relative to you. I mean, she's not doing any hard time, but she's got some energy, this one, right?
Yeah. Yeah, she does.
What drugs is she doing?
What
drugs is she doing?
She actually doesn't do drugs.
Hmm.
She drinks.
Oh, okay. Well, there's one.
Okay. And you guys don't have any kids, do you?
No.
Don't have any kids. You understand that concept, Chris?
I understand.
Good. Do you have contraception?
No.
Chris?
How are you planning not to have kids then?
Well, I don't know. I don't think she can have kids.
Why?
Well, because we've been having sex for a year and a half.
Well, she will.
I knew it. I knew it.
She will have kids.
Chris.
Yeah.
Chris, listen to me. Listen. Do not have a kid with this crazy bisexual alcoholic chick. And if she was on the phone, I'd say, do not have a kid with this crazy felon.
Yeah.
You guys should not be having a kid, and you have to take some responsibility for your life, Chris. I mean, yeah, you're not going back into prison, right?
No.
Hopefully.
You're getting yourself... Hold on. Drew, did you fart? Holy Christ. Holy Christ. Jesus Christ, I wish I was in the can. The joint would be better than the studio right now. Are you kidding me? There's going to be a full-scale riot. Attica! Jesus Christ.
I warned you.
Wow. Oh, wow. Hey, Drew, come on. Seriously, man. I'm winded. I've had a long day. You know, easy. Chris?
Yeah.
Drew farted on me.
Yeah, that's pretty sick.
We've been waiting years for this moment.
Oh,
Andy, are you feeling good about this?
Jesus. This is so bad. What? I wish I could breathe through my ass or something. Oh, it's a two-stager. What the? Was that a second one? Same one? Oh, my God.
The lingerer.
Oh, my God. Chris?
Yeah.
I'm talking to you through my shirt right now.
Okay.
Okay. Don't get her pregnant, and you ain't going to marry her, and she's chaotic, and you think you're going to be together forever, but she's bisexual, and something's up with her. You focus on you. You got to get a good job. You got to fight to keep it. You got to take care of things.
At least get that morning after pill around. Ooh, keep that around you guys. Oh. But get her on birth control.
Oh.
I warned you. Oh, I'm sorry.
Like, that's going to hold up in court? Hey, Your Honor, I told the guy before I bludgeoned him like a seal.
This is self-defense. I mean, I've been through this with you a couple of times.
Hey, that's true, but it's so much funnier when I do it. This is not funny. I need something. I need a charcoal patch that's sewn into my shirt that I can breathe through. Yeah, I need some vapor rub that I can put on my upper lip. I can't believe that I'm being offended by someone else's fart. I mean, that's
gruesome. Right.
And then you know what? And then I get all worked up and I get out of breath and I suck in more. I got to try to go into some sort of tranquil, zen type state where my heart is barely beating. Where I lower my pulse like Sting.
Right.
Okay. I'm going to try to do that. Okay, Kim?
Hello?
Yeah.
Hi, Kim. What's up?
Hello. Hi. Who is this?
Okay, Kim?
Kim, hello?
Yeah, Kim, what's going on?
Is this Dr. Drew?
Yeah.
Hi. There was a guy on your show a couple weeks ago, and he said he was masturbating 4 times a day, and you said that that was a lot for a guy.
It's a lot.
And I'm masturbating, today I masturbated 11 times.
11 times?
Yeah, and I usually do at least 2.
Right.
This is totally serious. I know it sounds...
Well, what's, Easter coming up, you're making a run, or how's it go? I mean, why 11 today?
Just because I had the day off.
I see. Okay. Good times. And, you think that's too much?
Well, I know it's too much because, yeah, it is too much. No, I don't know anybody else that masturbates.
Are you sexually active?
Yeah.
Are you compulsive that way? Do you have sex with lots of guys?
Not anymore. I'm trying to get out of that phase. But
were you sexually abused when you were a child?
See, not that I can remember, but yeah. I don't remember a lot. My older sister and my older brother tell me things sometimes I don't remember.
Like what?
You know, let me tell you about abuse. I was nasally raped by Drew's anus just moments ago. Go ahead.
Okay, this is scary. I don't like being on the air, but they don't tell me things bad. They just, you know, like stupid things, like, you know, trips to Disneyland or whatever that I don't even remember. So I know that I don't remember some things from my childhood. So maybe I don't remember being sexually abused.
Well, that may be. But is there any manic depression in your family?
Yeah, there's a lot, and there's a lot of alcoholism.
All right, so this may be addiction, it may be bipolar, it may be consequence of abuse, or maybe some combination. But being sexually compulsive is caused by these sorts of phenomenon.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not anything you have to be ashamed of, but it's something that if it's causing you to induce, to interact in ways that are self-destructive, like lots of partners and these sorts of things you don't really want to be doing.
Well, I don't really have lots of partners anymore, but I mean...
No, who's got time?
It gets old when you're always home masturbating, you know what I mean? Like, I don't have time to do anything else.
What do you have? Do you have a vibrator?
Yeah. I have a vibrator and I have a lot of porn.
What's its name?
Actually, I named it a couple times, so I can never keep its name. So
I
it
see.
Doesn't have a name right now, but
real big payoff to that one question, wasn't there?
Bipolar.
Sorry.
I see. No, it's not your fault. I just thought we were going to get a nice name out of that thing. And what kind of porn do you watch?
Actually, it's regular porn. It's straight porn.
Okay. Why does that take 10 minutes? By the way,
10 minutes. What takes 10 minutes?
Okay, baby. How about a little therapy?
Okay.
Or maybe talk to somebody that deals with sexual compulsivity and bipolar illness. I mean, there are specialized treatments specifically for that.
Yeah. You know what this show's really famous for?
What?
These long, circuitous...
They go nowhere.
Basic answer.
Yeah.
Like you go like, what'd you do today? Today?
What do you mean?
That's an interesting question. I'll be honest. I went to work. And you're like, yeah. Okay, I thought something was coming there.
Well, it's we've talked about this a lot. It's that I'm not going to answer the man's questions.
Yeah,
a lot of that.
I understand it's a little bit tricky, like what kind of porn, but just say, yeah, straight porn. I thought I was going to get some lesbian or something in there. All right, so therapy there, Drew?
Well, if it's bipolar, it might be medication. Well, if it's sexual compulsivity.
Psychiatrist first?
12-step program.
Doctor first?
Psychiatrist, yes.
Then psychiatrist?
Yes.
I'm going to need some extra therapy this week for the post-traumatic stress disorder.
If you survive.
Yeah, I'm going to be scared to be in a room. Like 2 years from now, I'll be at a party and someone will close the door. No, shut the door. Don't shut it. Joey?
Joey?
Joey, yeah.
What's up?
Hey, yeah. Hi, guys.
We got full moon tonight?
Yeah, no, that was a few nights ago.
All right, Joey, you're 32. What's up?
Well, last night you were talking to a 14-year-old girl who lost her virginity, and you asked her if she drank or had some pot before, and she said she had smoked a little doobie.
No, the deal was...
She drank, didn't she?
Yeah, I remember this call. She was saying that most 14-year-olds that act out, you know, all of a sudden with a guy, attach a lot of fantasy to the guy, and he's going to be great, he's going to be my savior, I'm going to marry him. And her thing was, hey, I just wanted to have sex, and it just sounded interesting and it was sort of very arousing experience for her. And I thought, oh, addict. That's an addict. So I knew she was doing drugs when she did this.
Dr. Drew, you use this expression, distraction and arousal. I think that was it, something like that.
I might use words like that.
And so I started thinking about that, and I always like to get high before I have sex.
Yeah.
It's not that I have to. I don't have to smoke pot, but I don't want to have sex without smoking pot.
Well, then you have to.
Well, sex when I'm not high, it pales in comparison to when I'm high. It's so much better.
All right, I'll buy that. How much pot do you smoke when you're not screwing, though?
Well, I probably smoke pot a couple of times a week.
Yeah, maybe four or five.
Maybe some weeks four or five, but some weeks I'll go a couple of weeks without smoking at all.
No, not very often.
Not that
it's
often.
It's been a long time.
That's a stretch. Right.
How long have you been smoking the weed?
Who?
20 years.
Been a while.
12, 15 years.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And what are the drugs? Are you on medication or something now?
No.
Are you doing other drugs?
Well, I used to do coke, but I don't do that anymore.
Anything else right now? Alcohol?
No, huh?
All right.
Alcohol doesn't really interest me.
All right. Now, how's the weed treating you? I mean, you work?
It mellows me out. You know, it feels like I can be me.
Okay. You, the guy who smokes a lot of weed?
What's that?
You, the hesher?
Is it working less well than it used to?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and that's part of the dependency syndrome with marijuana. And what eventually start happening, you'll start getting depressed, and you'll start smoking more pot, because the real me is not this depressed guy.
Okay, Drew, this sounding like reefer madness now.
Well, it is. That's what's going to happen. That's just where it goes.
Hey, Joey?
Yeah?
You got yourself a girlfriend or a wife?
I used to be married, got divorced.
I see. But you're working now?
Yeah.
What was the divorce about, out of curiosity?
Not enough good sex.
What else was she complaining about?
No, I was complaining. She didn't want to have sex. She didn't like it.
Really?
And what was her complaint with the relationship? Anything?
She didn't have a lot. She didn't want to end it. I did.
Interesting. Okay. Nice dead end you went down there, Joey.
No, it was interesting.
Yeah, sure it was. Joey?
Yeah.
I know, but you were getting at something. You didn't get to it.
What was that?
No, I'll yell at him later. Don't worry about him. I got a whole laundry list of things. I'm starting with his anus, and I'm working myself up.
It's actually my rectum.
It's rectum, yes, not the anus. What's the difference between the anus and the rectum? Is the rectum in the anus, past the anus?
We get the picture again?
No, I don't
anus
want to see
is just
the
sphincter.
A different number of letters.
The anus is the sphincter.
Yeah. Okay. Rectum is where things are curing.
Yeah, there's some curing going on.
Rectum,
yeah.
Crap.
Yeah, almost killed him. Yeah, you're like, you really got like half a smoked ham up there right now, curing. Joey.
So do you?
Joey, yeah, keep smoking the weed. You're doing fine, buddy.
Right. Do you think I'm addicted to it?
Sounds like it.
Yeah, something's going on. You don't sound badly addicted. You don't fit you're only sort of marginally fitting the profile. That's why I was thinking you might be on some other medications or doing something else to sort of gratify that system.
All right, but what about a guy like Joey here who is not smoking every day, although it's a little, little more than he thinks, than he admits.
Yeah.
Says he can take a couple of weeks off, although he doesn't take too many weeks off.
Yeah.
But he really enjoys his weed, and he likes to smoke it when he's having sex, and it's a good sensation for him.
Yeah.
Can a guy like this keep an eye on himself?
Maybe. And the problem with Joey's situation is there's nothing to motivate him to stop or to get better, so he's not going to.
Right? No, and he likes it when he has sex.
And what's going to happen is, and this is what I was predicting, is that there's going to be consequences down the line from this. The years of exposure to this will have consequences. And that's when he'll start needing to do something about this. So when that time comes, he will.
Maybe. Okay. All right. We're going to take a little break. I'm going to go vomit in a ficus plant right outside the door. Drew?
Yeah.
What I'd like to do, I'd like to give you away a hot coffee enema, and then I would like you to lie flat on your back, and I will stomp on your stomach, wringing you dry of all gas.
That would be comfortable. More comfortable than what I'm dealing with now.
All right. We'll be back after this.
Loveline. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is David Spade. When I'm driving around listening to the radio, if there's absolutely nothing on any other station, I listen to Loveline with Adam and Drew because I'm naughty.
Yes, he is.
Nice.
Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Dr. Drew over there, the ass man. And I'm your humble host, Adam Carolla.
Humbled tonight. Humble host.
Now, I got three matches in front of me.
This is like Survivor.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. I'll tell you, the last match,
you
know what I'm going to do with it?
Shove it up my ass?
Hold on, let me grab a scratch pad. That's not a bad plan. All right. No, When I light the last match, because I can't chance putting it out and being absent of flame after that, in case another one comes down the
pipe.
I'm just going to pick out a piece of furniture or something and just kind of keep it going.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right, let's get back to the phones. Are we really working Easter? We got to work Easter? Really?
And?
Am I surprised at that every year? Or do we always work Easter? I guess we do. Do we always work Easter?
I don't think so.
I always thought we had Easter off.
Yeah.
You know, I'm a very religious man.
Oh, I know. Spiritual. That's how I describe you when people ask about you.
Yeah. And that is my people's Sabbath.
And tonight I'm going to see to it that you have a spiritual experience.
Oh, my God. I may have an out-of-body experience. We worked last year on Easter? Right. That's why we should have this Easter off. Okay. Janice?
Yes?
You're 39?
Yes.
What's up?
I'm trying to figure out why my doctor did not want to give me the morning after pill.
Did he say why? Or she?
He asked me, why don't you just use regular birth control?
Well, that's a viable question, because it's only 70% effective, and if you want birth control, if you want to be prepared, you should be on the pill.
I'm not that active with my spouse.
Interesting.
Very, very rare.
How often is it?
Once every 3 months, tops.
Uh-huh. Same guy or just a sailor blows into town?
Same guy.
Hmm. Same guy. Where's he?
He's living in the same house. He's just talking very nasty to me all the time, and it's not very arousing.
You're going to like him. Yeah.
So, is this your husband?
Yes.
So, you give it to him 4 times a year?
When he's pleasant and...
But this is not a good situation, let's face it.
Pardon me?
The relationship is very disturbed.
Yes.
Yeah.
How about you get out of the relationship?
I've been thinking about that, yes.
Yeah.
That would be a much more viable question than more appropriate contraception, because the morning after pill is not meant...
I was wondering why my doctor was like that.
Well,
I also have a couple other questions.
Well, let me just say that he probably was looking for contraception rather than emergency backup measures for you.
Okay.
Do you have any kids?
2.
Mm-hmm. How old are they?
6 and 7.
How's he treat them?
He is nice most of the time, but sometimes he has little tantrums.
Okay, what are your other questions?
My other questions is about UAs and niacins with marijuana. I've heard that, and you know, testing.
Mm-hmm.
And I also want to confront Alan, because he always tells the women not to go have more babies, and he doesn't tell the men not to go have more babies.
Zip it, you nag!
Okay, Alan.
Screwball?
Yes.
Earth to Screwball? Remember... Hold on there.
Okay.
Remember about 13 minutes ago when we had the guy who was the felon who was released from prison who called in?
Turn the radio down. I couldn't hear everything.
All right. I told that idiot not to have any kids about 13 times.
Okay.
So how dare you? And believe me, if I...
generally 95% to the women. I do hear you do.
Unfortunately, right now, a lot of the contraceptive responsibility falls to women. As soon as we have male contraceptives that are good.
He doesn't apply the responsibility on the men. And I wonder what he would do with, five pretty 13-year-olds, you know. But I'm wondering about the UAs.
Hold on, what I would do with five?
Five.
I'd clean your van or something, would you?
I nail 4 of them. I tell the 5th to get me a beer.
They're your daughters, I mean.
Oh. All right, then.
You only need
two, oral. Just
what
oral.
What would you do with 5 beautiful 13-year-old daughters?
What would I do with
them? Are you going to be talking the same to all these men? That's what I'm saying.
Hey, baby, are you loaded?
No.
Really?
I'm a little bit wondering.
You're asking about pot, though. Why?
I'm asking.
Hold on, Drew. Has something else come out of your ass recently?
It's been a never ending.
I know. I'm gonna waste one of my matches. Use one of my lifelines.
You want to call Christ. Someone? You want to call your lifeline?
Yeah, I'd like to call my my councilman. See if I could have the studio moved.
I just
All right, Janice, listen.
That's not the problem.
All right, here, let me answer your question so you're not the feeling we didn't answer it. As far as adulterating your urine, people that test urine look for adulterating agents of all types. And if there's evidence of something being done to the urine, adulterated anyway, that is considered positive.
At one time, you told somebody that it would take less than 3 or 4 days to get out of their system.
If they smoke just one time and not a regular chronic smoker, that's for sure the case.
Yeah. Hey, Janice, you got to clean up your ass. Do you hear me?
Yes, I do.
For the sake of your kids, fix up the relationship, get straight, do all that positive stuff, find Jesus Christ.
Adam, I don't mean anything personal. I think you do a wonderful job.
I know I do a wonderful job. Thank you. Okay. Oh, my God. That's mama. That is mama to two little 6 and 7 year olds. That's mama.
Oh, is that what she said?
She's got two kids.
I didn't hear that.
Oh, that's mama right there, making all the important decisions.
Well, that match is really, truly a relief.
Yeah. Hey, let me give you guys a key to the match. A lot of people don't know this. I learned it from Jimmy breaking wind on me all these years. You light the match and immediately put it out. Immediately, and then let the smoke trail. You don't keep the match lit and wave it around. That doesn't do anything. Light it, put it out.
I know Jimmy is your real true love, but do I compare?
Yeah. Oh, you're close.
Oh,
yeah.
Close.
You may be even getting close to his cousin Sal.
Oh
yes, yes. Jade.
Yeah.
Okay, so you called about Vicodin 20 minutes ago.
Yeah.
And you had some follow-up question.
Yeah. That was rude. You guys just cut me off.
What is the question?
I want to know what the 5-day detox you were talking about entails.
It entails taking medication that makes it a more comfortable experience.
And what kind of medication?
You need to. I'm not going to go into specifics because it's different in different programs. You can call Los Encinas. You can call Glendale Adventist, and there are people there that specialize in detox.
So what happens? I call them. Do I have to go somewhere for a month or a week? Or
maybe best if you went somewhere for at least a couple of weeks.
Okay, that is not possible.
Okay, well, you need to call and talk to them about that.
Do they have like an outpatient type of thing?
I know at Los Encinas we won't take opiate addicts for outpatient without some inpatient
first. Okay, so
that's a no. Okay. Hey, baby.
What?
Stop busting our chops.
What do you mean?
Because you called this show because you're strung out on Vicodin. We told you what you need to do. And you didn't like those answers and then accused us of blowing you off.
No.
Now you're angry that you have an addiction specialist explaining to you what you need to do.
And he just did, and that's fine. But he's telling me the one place doesn't, and that's fine. So where can I go? Or if I get a doctor?
Most places will not treat opiate addiction. Takes a long time and usually takes a high degree of structure, inpatient or sober living.
Okay, so what are you talking about, this 5-day detox thing? Can I come see you? What can I do?
Call one of these hospitals. That's an inpatient detox.
Inpatient. That means I go there after work?
No, and you go in the hospital and you get detoxed.
Jade, you got to call them and let them figure out what you need to do, okay?
Okay, so I have two places here. Los Encinas just got a big no. What about the Glendale Avenue?
Let me specify again.
Oh, my God.
In the vast majority of situations, opiate addiction is not an outpatient detox.
Okay.
Not.
And you're
looking for an easy way out of this. This is a serious addiction. It's like you're doing the equivalent to arguing with someone who wants to put you in a coronary care unit after a heart attack. Because you don't think you need it.
No, I need it.
All right, then just call the places and get the treatment. I'm going to hang up because you need to make the calls now.
Really? I can't help it. It's like a bad tooth. Jade, you satisfied with that? Jade? Okay. Well, she did hang up. Good. Oh, what a lovely, lovely individual. I'll give her the benefit of the doubt and say that was the Vicodin talking.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And, you know, maybe I'm a prick, but you call the show, you want answers, we give you the answers, and now you got to do it. It's not open for debate. Maybe other people have other opinions. Maybe you could talk to somebody who does. Maybe, but it's not us.
Yeah,
That's our opinion.
I don't do opiate addictions in outpatient because it never works, ever.
Well, do you think if Jade came in, you know, a couple hours, three times a week,
no
and
way.
Went back home, it would work for her?
No way.
No. Amber?
Yeah.
She doesn't have 2 weeks. Meanwhile, 2 years goes by.
Right.
What's up, Amber?
That's how that works.
You're 15. What's going on?
Okay. Last night, I heard somebody call. They said when they give their boyfriend a blowjob, it tastes really bad.
Mm-hmm.
Well, when I give my boyfriend a blowjob, it tastes like clams.
Nice.
And it's really gross.
Yeah.
And I just want to know, like, what would cause it to taste like that?
You blowing the Gordon's fisherman?
No.
No. I'm just playing a hunch.
Clams, I would imagine that would approximate what
that's a decent.
Yeah, you know, what that would normally taste like.
At least it tastes like something.
Yeah.
I mean, something that's edible.
But it's like really clammy. I don't like clams.
Is this your only experience with this?
Yeah, but I've had like my friends and stuff. And they said it didn't taste like clams.
Well, here's the deal. It's high time I give my BJ speech again to all the ladies.
It's not going to be marshmallows.
You do not have to ingest it. Just use it. Your mouth as a receptacle and then spit it somewhere far, far away.
Yeah.
You can handle that.
Yeah.
Well, you're 15. Why don't you slow down? There. I've covered myself.
Okay.
But what I'm saying is I've taken a swig of bad milk at the fridge door 100 times. It goes in the mouth. I walk over the sink. I spit in the sink. I rinse my mouth out. I'm good. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
All right.
You're talking about how you engage in this act?
Yeah. You don't have to swallow it and then take a little from the penis and put it behind your ear.
Sour milk is just a euphemism for Jimmy, I guess.
So, right. But, thank you for seeing through.
You know, just thinking about Jade and my not wanting to talk to her about what the specifics were of having somebody go through opiate detox. I mean, I didn't want to talk to her about it. Not that I couldn't go in through a lot of specifics, but she would argue every single medication and what they do. I don't want to discuss it with her.
Well,
nor would it help her. She needs to just go do it.
She was a little hostile, yeah. I think.
Oh.
Yes, I am. All right, we'll take ourselves a little break. When we come back, we'll speak to John. John is 21. Last three girlfriends have cheated on him. Wants to know what the problem could be. I bet it's something to do with John after this. 1-800-LOVE-191. Yep, it's Loveline. I'm Adam Carolla. That's Dr. Drew, our guest tonight. Dr. Drew's rectum. Oh, yes. It's got some gas going, and I'm down to two matches.
Mm.
So, and you know, yeah, they don't make any noise either, so I'm never kind of plays tricks on your mind. You know, you never know. You just don't know.
Or you'll know.
Yeah, but after the fabric in the studio is thoroughly emulsified.
Saturated.
And saturated, it's kind of hard to tell.
Right, right. Yeah, I know what you mean. I'm so sorry.
Something happening now?
Not at the moment.
What do you speculate? You ate some garlic?
Yes.
For lunch?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Could you never do that again?
If God willing.
How about you go in the bathroom and make? Have a nice BM?
Won't help.
Really?
Really.
Really?
Really.
Why not?
Because there's no end to the what this bacteria produce.
But a good Duke will sometimes take the wind out of your gas sail, right?
No.
It doesn't?
Nope.
It does for me. That's why I save it. I don't want to shoot my load too early in the day, you know? Really? But doesn't it work that way for most people?
No, not when the methane is being produced by the bacteria. Once the bacteria get a hold of something and start producing that, that's it.
Nice. John?
Yeah, hey, how's it going?
You're 21.
Yeah.
Last three girlfriends have cheated on you?
Yeah, as a matter of fact, they have.
I see. Long-term relationships?
No, a couple months, about 3 months. I think the longest was like 4.
Who do they cheat with?
Mostly people they work with or I guess people that come across at school or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I don't go to school full time, so I don't see them all that much.
You ever cheat on them?
No.
How do you find out they've been cheating?
Sometimes they'll tell me. It's mostly the whole it's not you, it's me thing.
Uh-oh.
And I'm not ready to commit, and I don't want to be...
No. All right. Well, that's not really cheating. That's just them never really being too into the relationship.
Uh-huh.
Is there any quality they all had in common?
Not really. I met them all at school.
Were they long shots for you? I mean, were these people that...
A little over your head?
I don't think so. I thought that's kind of why I approached them, was because I thought I had a shot with them, so...
Well, as we talked about last week... 19, 20-year-old girls, it's their world. You just hang on as long as you can.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's tough. It's a tough few years. The tables begin to slowly turn in your direction at a certain point as the years wear on. But, I don't know. Why don't you just date around then and just sort of, you know, beat them at their own game?
Okay. It's kind of tough because I'm in the military, so I'm not really around all that much.
Yeah.
Are they maybe concerned about you leaving and not want to get involved because you're not going to be...
I think that might be it, too, because I just got orders, so...
Where are you going?
I just moved up to where I am now from Southern California.
So. I see. What branch are you in?
Air Force.
Best branch.
Yeah.
What do you do?
I'm a radio technician.
I see. What do you do? Deal with the radio?
Yeah, anything that transmits or receives a signal on the airplane is mine.
That's going to come in real handy in the outside world, I'll tell you that.
Definitely.
Yeah. All right there, buddy. Well, all listen, right. There's no simple answer here. You find yourself a good woman. And you know what? And everyone's got to do this. Everyone's got to get their radar in, speaking of radio transmissions here. I mean, you got to get a vibe off of somebody, whether they're a good person, right, whether they're an honest person. You know, there's a lot of people that are in relationships and they're like, I don't know, I think they're stepping out, they're cheating, yeah. I don't trust them.
You need to begin assessing reality realistically.
Let me write
see
that down.
See reality.
Yeah. All right. It's a learning process, though. He's 21. He's fine. Okay. Mark?
Yeah. Hey, Adam Carolla.
Hey. You're
the funniest guy alive.
That's right, bud.
Listen to the show every night and watch the Man Show whenever
virgin,
I can.
Virgin.
Thank you. You're virgin?
Yes.
Yeah. Can always hear it.
What?
Yeah, because you're 16 and we have 16-year-old guys that call this show now.
Yeah.
Hey, what's up?
Yeah, before I even get into my problem, I got to say that you must do a lightning round this show.
Oh, yeah, the lightning round. Yeah. Yeah, I will do that. Let me make a note here, Drew. Lightning round?
Fine.
Lightning round. Come on.
All right.
Good times.
All right.
Yeah. All right, Mark, what'd you call about?
Actually, that was it. I don't really want to waste your time. I know you disconnect people who make up their questions.
Great.
Goodbye.
All right, Mark.
Thanks, buddy. Good times. Wow. Yeah, like a pot boiling or something. Sarah?
Yeah?
You're 15?
Yes, I am.
What's up there, Sparky?
Okay. Well, like, after sex, or not really after sex, but like after, like, things go on down there and stuff, like, the lips and the clitoris, like, swell.
Mm-hmm.
And they're, like, big
mm-hmm.
for, like, a long time.
Mm-hmm. How long?
Well, today it was, like 5 hours.
What is it that's going on down there?
Just, like, any, like, physical contact, like, a lot of touching or, like, a lot of sex. I mean...
Yeah, what kind of sex?
A lot.
A lot of sex?
Yeah, like, at one time.
Are you irritating the area? Is it too much?
I think so.
Okay, why don't you kind of hang back a little bit? Communicate to your partner what it is you actually what actually makes you happy.
Okay.
Well,
never thought
idea.
Of that.
Yeah,
huh?
Interesting. Fascinating.
How old's the guy?
16.
And are you having intercourse?
Yes.
Yeah. Are you using protection?
Yes.
Yeah.
It is a huge mistake to be so concerned about making him happy. That is a big mistake.
Right. You guys focus on me. Don't worry about these guys.
Oh, I know. I wasn't really sure what it was, though, so...
Well, it's an irritation, it sounds like.
Okay. Yeah,
he's going too hard for too long.
Okay.
Yeah, that's your vagina rejecting the penis. It's saying it needs a break.
Okay.
All right?
Okay, thank you.
All right, easy, baby.
Okay.
All right.
Bye.
All right. Well, she had that squeaky voice. Yeah? Hold on. Let's see. Is she around, Sarah? Still there?
No.
All right. She's lucky. I could have got to some gambling on
possibly,
her.
Possibly, yeah.
Ugh.
A little bit too active too soon.
My God. Nobody would hold still for me when I was 16.
Mm.
Are you kidding? Drew, you had a girlfriend, right?
Mm-hmm.
Eric?
Yeah.
You're 15?
Hey, what's up, Spoodity?
What's up?
I was asking about OxyContin.
Yeah.
For Drew, I was just wondering what are the effects of it and how addictive is it?
It's opiate, heroin.
Really?
Same stuff.
That bad?
Same thing.
When you say same thing.
Well, because if I say opiate, they go, oh. And if I say it's derived from opium, then nothing. But if I say it's same class, essentially the same compound as heroin, oh. Oh, my God. Oh,
yeah,
my God.
You say Vicodin's an opiate and the same thing. And I've had Vicodin. It didn't do anything.
Heroin might not do anything to you.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
you guys?
Sorry.
Yeah. We should try that. Eric?
Yeah. So how many times do you think will you have to do to get addicted to it?
Well, you're in, the fact that you asked that question suggests you're an addict. Period.
I've only done it a couple times.
I understand. I don't mean you're addicted. I mean you're an addict. You have the biology.
Yeah, I do have that in my family. Everyone's an alcoholic or a drug addict.
Well, you get off on this one at 15, and it'd be unlikely you get back from this. That is a very serious addiction.
All right.
Hey. Do not F around with this stuff.
Eric?
Yeah.
Understand what you have has to be treated like a medical condition. You can't screw around with it.
Mm-hmm.
You can't experiment like the other kids.
Yeah.
Because you're liable to get going with it. In 10 years, it's going to pass in the blink of an eye, and you're going to be strung out.
I bet you've already had sort of a pow experience with it, and you just think about it all the time.
Yeah.
And you do that a couple more times, and your whole life is going to be focused on this.
Okay.
Right. It's easy, relatively easy now for you not to do it anymore. And 6 months from now or 3 months from now, and then for the rest of your life, it could be really difficult.
Okay.
So why don't you just not do it now?
Right.
While it's easy. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
All right. You've heard what happens when these 29-year-old bitches call this show and they're strung out and they're angry and the life's a mess.
Yeah, I can vouch for that Vicodin girl. I know someone, a girl also, who is addicted to Vicodin.
Yeah, but
she's just like that.
You get that way at 15, and that is a difficult. That's almost impossible to come back from because you miss the whole development of adolescence.
All right. We'll be back.
Love Line.
1-800-LOVE-191. We'll be right back. Hey, it's Love Line. I'm Adam Carolla. That is Dr. Drew over there. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Drew, how's your colon? Is it settled in?
Sorry.
All right. We just keep.
You should have gone out. You know, you should have spent your time doing the last 5 minutes finding more matches. You should have gone on a grail search.
I was thinking of doing the hyperventilation, because if I hyperventilate like one of those free divers, I think I could hold my breath for like 20 minutes.
Oh, good. Okay. Yeah. No worries. But during the hyperventilation, you might endure some serious punishment.
Drew, I was going to do it down the block.
Ah.
All right. Drew and I were just having a discussion about the gay pride parade that we're involved in coming up on the 20th of May, I believe it is. And I know it just sounds like I don't want to do it, but I really started thinking about specific parades, specific group parades. I'm generally against them. Are you against them, Drew?
I know
you're trying to be fair and even-handed now.
I'm in favor of the notion that we don't separate ourselves into small little groups. I mean, if people want to celebrate small groups, I understand that.
Like families, Super Bowl parties?
Yeah.
Nothing bigger than a Super Bowl party?
Yeah. I mean, it just seems too nationalistic to me.
Now, where are you on the Mardi Gras Rose Bowl party parades?
I'm okay with that.
You are? Why?
Just because those are just events. You know what
General
I mean?
They're
spectacles. Yeah, they don't mean anything. There's no meaning attached to them.
Yeah. I think it's sort of ironic, though, that the groups that are having the parades are basically saying that they needed to be included in society, but yet they break off from society and march and demonstrate. Now, I know there's a certain amount of that necessary, depending on what society you're living, but we haven't gotten far enough as a society where you can just be gay and go about your business, or whatever you are and go about your business. Do you know what I'm saying?
Mm. Well, remember that white supremacist they called us a couple days ago?
Yeah.
He ruins it for everybody.
Well, what about if he has a parade? Do I got to get involved with that?
Yeah.
Really? I mean, just to be even-handed?
I don't know.
All right. Just
all right? No, not all right.
There he is.
That's my man.
There he is.
All right. Tiffany?
Hi.
You're 22.
Yeah.
What's up?
Okay. I have a problem. I've been dating this guy for like a couple of weeks, right?
Mm-hmm.
And he doesn't like to have intercourse.
What's he like?
He wants me to watch him masturbate.
I see.
What does that do for him, or have you asked him?
I don't know. It arouses him or something.
Hmm.
No, I didn't ask him.
Hmm.
And one of his requirements is that he wants to give oral sex 3 times a week from the back. What is that?
From the back?
Yeah.
You got a porch?
His requirements?
No.
What is this, some sort of negotiation you go through? Is he serve you some papers?
This is what he says.
I see. And
why
from the back on you, right?
Yeah.
So you get down in some sort of a kneeling position, and he goes backside.
I don't know.
Yeah. That's hardcore, by the way. Those are the guys who are all business with their oral sex. Hey, a tip of the hat to them. They're better men than I am.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yeah, I do. I do respect it in my own way.
You're not passionate enough. That's the problem.
I'm not a passionate enough man.
You're too apathetic.
Hey, Tiffany?
No commitment.
Yeah. Why don't you find yourself a nice, normal guy who's not all whacked out sexually?
I mean, I
yeah?
He's weird.
Yeah,
I understand
right.
That.
I didn't find out until, you know.
Well, you found out, and that's part of the dating process. Why not move on?
What's up with you? I mean, where's your self-esteem at?
What do you mean?
Well, a lot of 22-year-old women would say, listen, I'm not going to tolerate this.
He just told me. I thought something was wrong with him.
Well, and then when you think that, why don't you then think to yourself, I got to get out of this. This is ridiculous.
Yeah, I've been avoiding him.
Okay.
Yeah.
You're still not answering the question why you don't just kind of
Have you done this, though? He's done the masturbation while you're around?
No.
No, he's not done it yet?
No.
That's just part of his...
We got into talking about sex, and he's telling me, you know, what he likes. And I'm like, whoa, that's weird.
That's part of his plan. But he didn't lay out specifically in his plan what he needed you to do while he was masturbating.
Watch him. That's it.
That's it?
That's it.
Fully clothed?
Yeah.
Yeah. That sounds like an easy gig.
What?
What's the pay?
I don't know.
Hey, Tiffany? Mm-hmm. You need a nice, normal guy.
I know.
All right? Why don't you find that guy?
Okay.
This ain't the guy.
All right.
All right?
Okay.
There you go.
All right, baby. Good times, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, you're worth more than that.
You're right.
Okay.
Okay.
Hold your head up.
Alrighty.
All right. Well, why don't you let him try one of those backsides on you, though? Huh?
No.
You don't think so?
No.
Why not?
I was wondering if he was gay or something. I don't know.
No. It's okay.
Something's up.
But he's fetishistically inclined.
Okay.
All right.
All right. Thanks.
Thank you. Listen, fellas, it's bad to lay out the sexual battle plan too early in the relationship.
Well, listen, this may not be the extent of his bizarre demands. You know what I'm saying? This may have been a small dose for him.
Oh, really?
You know what I'm saying?
He could have reeled himself in quite a bit.
Yeah, I have a feeling. That was my sense of this. It's like he delivered that off too easily.
And here's the thing, though, by the way. If you're dating someone for a couple of weeks and you get into that conversation over a glass of red wine of how it's going to work and what you expect and what you're going to do, you do what I do. You lie. You know? You go, baby. You know what you can expect? Trail of rose petals to a nice bath. I'm going to wash you. I'm going to scrub you. I'm going to set
massage.
You up. Foot massage. Cuticle push. Going to give you the little French manicure there.
Special smells, special music.
You're going to put all kinds of expensive nonsense salts into the tub that smell of lilacs. Then I'm going to lie you down on the bed. I'm going to give you another massage.
I should have a question.
This time a deep tissue massage. Right? I'm not done. I'm going to pour you some fine imported champagne. We're going to toast
white
that.
Truffle.
Then I'm going to go down on you for about an hour. I'm going to get up. I'm going to roll my neck around. I'm going down for another hour. Meanwhile, you're going to watch Ally McBeal and drink champagne.
Sex in the City and Ally McBeal. All right. And eat M&Ms.
Then we'll do it in the missionary style for 8.6 minutes. Then I roll you over to doggy, and I finish you off with more oral. What do you say?
I have a question.
Then I bathe you again.
I have a question. Yeah. What? Mm-hmm. What? Where do guys get energy for that kind of thing? You know, guys that do the stuff that women really, really like?
Yeah.
Where do they find that through-line motivation?
I mean, like the rose petals and stuff?
I mean, there are guys that can to get the music right, get the scents right and stuff. Where does that come from? Or is that only gay guys that do that?
On women or other gay guys?
But they could be gay and just...
You mean they're very, very much in touch with that?
Yeah.
You know what?
Where does it come from? I try to do that kind of thing. It doesn't spontaneously come from me.
I know what you mean.
Like someone would have to write the script out for me and I have to follow it. It'd be like following some sort of recipe.
Right. I know what it's like. It's like on Tuesday, you're like, this is the weekend we go horseback riding. Then Thursday rolls around. It's like, scratch your horseback riding. What we're going to do is we're going to rent a nice movie. I'm going to make a nice gourmet meal. And we're going to stay in and really have a romantic evening.
Friday night.
Then you get to Friday and it's like, hey, could you pick up a sack of Funyuns and a Sixer on your way over?
I'll be napping when you get home.
Don't wake me. Just give me a hand job. Yeah, I don't know. I tend to think these are guys that aren't busy enough.
If you were desperate enough, I guess you'd motivate, right?
Desperation is motivation, yes.
But even then, where does it come from? You know, where is the instinct to deliver those goods?
There's a lot of guys, and okay, here's what it is. Women are very much into pleasing men. We talk to them all the time.
Yeah, yeah, too much.
Right?
Yeah.
A little too much. Not for me, but for you. It's too much.
Too much for their health.
Right. Guys aren't normally that into pleasing women. They're into doing what they have to do to try to get in their pants, and sometimes that's pleasing, but it wears off pretty quick.
Well,
but there are a handful of guys who really get off on the woman's pleasure.
Yeah, but those guys...
Those are those guys.
No. Those guys want to see an orgasm. That's what they want to see. The guys that really get off on creating the whole scene, to me, I'm like, what they're manipulating? What the sociopath? What are they up to?
Yeah.
To me, it's like, somebody manipulating.
I hate
a woman.
Those. You know, I get halfway in the story, I want to kick the guy in the nuts. Like, we packed a picnic basket, and there's this place, great place.
I don't trust those guys. I'm thinking, they're up to something. They're up to something.
As soon as they start bringing up the hot air ballooning, that's when I go. I know women love the picnics. They love the hot air balloons and the horses and the whole thing, as long as they think it was painful for you.
But forget that. Why can't we even, like, light a candle and turn on some music? What isn't it? We know that's what women like. Why can't... it doesn't even occur to us. Is that because when your game face is on, you just can't... That stuff just goes away?
I don't.
It's like trying to pay attention to a hangnail when you're in the middle of a football game. You know what I mean?
I just think we're bad people.
Yeah, that could be it. That could be it.
Yeah. Well, back to the point.
No, that's an interesting discussion, guys.
Hey, Drew, when you have to yell at people that it's interesting...
It may not be.
Well, maybe not to them. Laura?
Yes.
You're 30?
Yes.
What's up?
Hi, I just want to say thanks for taking my call, and I've been listening to you guys for like 10 years. You're so funny and sexy. I love listening to you guys.
Good times. What's up?
Anyways, I went to the doctor today for some birth control pills, and the nurse said that it's not a good idea to leave out the placebo, that I should take them every third month.
Every third month?
Yeah.
So she's going to let you do it 2 out of the 3 months.
Right.
Why do you want to do it at all?
Well, that's what I'm saying.
The sugar pills?
Right.
Wait,
why is she saying it's a bad idea? Just because you'll forget?
No, she's saying that you should menstruate every 3 months because it's not healthy to go without.
Well, why don't you menstruate every month? Why are you doing this at all?
Well, I don't know. Because I heard, and you know, heard Dr. Drew talk about it, and I've read it in magazines, and I okayed it with my gynecologist, and she said it was okay to just not.
It's okay. I'm not wholeheartedly endorsing this. If you want to have a wedding coming up or a special vacation and you want to skip your period, just go ahead and don't take the pills. And there are gynecologists out there that believe that you could stay continuously on the pill without menstruating at all and it'd be of no harm.
Uh-huh.
I'm uncomfortable with that recommendation. I think what the nurse told you is a reasonable one, to maybe every third month go ahead and menstruate.
Oh, okay.
But personally, if you're asking me my opinion, I think you ought to take it the old-fashioned way because it's been working for a long time that way. Go ahead and skip it a week, a month, and menstruate.
Right. And another thing is I've been starting to get these migraines. So I asked her if I could be on another type of pill, and she suggested low estrogen.
Absolutely. You want to get as low estrogen, if not off estrogen entirely.
Why?
Because
that give you a headache?
That's what triggers migraine. And in fact, migraine is one of the sort of significant, what we call contraindication or relative contraindications to taking the birth control pill.
Oh, Zach?
You can actually induce stroke sometimes.
Good time. Zach, you're 16. What's up?
Hey, what's up, Adam? This question's pretty much for Dr. Drew. Today, my friend, a buddy of mine came over, and we were smoking a couple bowls of weed.
Mm-hmm.
And what happened was he told me that if you passed out, it makes it a lot cooler. So what we did was he told me to, like, lean forward and, like, take a huge breath.
Yeah, and he grabbed you from behind?
No, afraid not. Anyway, but...
No, that's what we used to do.
We weren't talking about anal rape. We were talking about the hyperventilation.
Yeah, and then they hugs you sort of from behind. It cuts
out. No, nothing like that. Anyway, so I just got lightheaded, and he told me to look at my watch and just count the seconds. And then when I was really lightheaded, and this was actually, I was kind of standing up. And so what he'd do is then he'd say, just hold your breath and stand all the way up. And then he'd just, like, grab my neck a tiny bit, not, like, put a lot of pressure on it. And then I just like fall down on the couch, and like I wake up. It seemed like 10 minutes, but it'd only be like 3 seconds.
Right, and your ass hurt?
No, actually, I recorded it, so I know he wasn't doing anything dishonorable. Anyway, but yeah, mm-hmm. And he just—I mean, I had a headache later, so I mean, my common sense tells me that can't be, you know, a good thing.
No, for it's your not body. A good thing. Not a good.
So
thing.
So I'm just—I mean, a lot of my buddies say like, "Oh yeah, well, it's only like, you know, it's only cutting your oxygen off for 3 seconds," but I mean, I'm just wondering how bad it exactly is, because if it's,
well, we don't know. There's no way to measure how bad it is. Obviously, you're depleting the critical supply of oxygen to very delicate cells in the system. However,
couldn't he just drive his dad's car into an icy lake?
Sure, just do that, or just, you know, telephone pole. But
I mean, just like for 30 seconds, if it shut off, I'm like,
well, the problem is that your body sometimes doesn't know that you're aiming for just 30 seconds.
Yeah.
And you can slow your heart rate down to the point that it can even stop.
Well, it started being a lot faster, actually.
What's that?
My heart rate didn't slow down, and it sped up a lot. Because I got, dude, I woke up, I'm like, whoa, I didn't know what the hell happened.
Yeah, it sped up after it had slowed down to the point that it shut the... Plus, again, this business of pushing on your carotids can cause stroke, so you don't know what you're doing.
Like, I mean, like, if I did, like, you know, maybe every, like, maybe once a week or something like that, chances are, would it, like, come back to get me later? Or, I mean, like...
No, let me...
I'd like to see more like 0.7 times a week, maybe three times a month.
Let's put it this way. There's a possibility that you could die each time you do this.
Oh, really?
Okay.
Okay, all right. I appreciate that.
There you go.
And Adam, I think the manager's really cool to see.
Thanks. Hey, Zach.
Yeah.
You're 16, man. Can't you just whack off and like play softball or something?
Yeah, well, what are you going to do, man?
Yeah, easy, buddy.
I live in Bothell, man.
Where?
Nothing to do in Bothell, but it's a suburb of Seattle. Which is,
you know, all right. Well,
it's no good.
Okay, but you're getting too high, too young, too fast.
Oh, I know. No, I mean, like, a lot of my friends are, like, into the opiates and, like, you know.
Whoa, my God.
They're taking crap like that. Not heroin, like, stuff, but I mean, like.
Yeah, opiates are all. Listen, there's not
I mean, I know it's not a difference. They all come
not a big difference amongst the opiates. And tonight we've had several calls, young people on opiates. I'm a little surprised. I mean, I see tons of opiate addiction, but it's usually in older folks.
Listen, everybody, I don't want to get too preachy, but here goes. I got a certain amount of friends who, you know, did drugs and drank a lot of booze and had a lot of problems. And basically, here's how it is. They all started getting high and getting effed up around 15 or 16.
Oh, that's what started?
Yeah, maybe 14, 15, 16, right. And around there. You know, and it was fun, and it was kicks, and it was kind of moderate, and it was a weekend thing and stuff like that. And by 18, 19, 20, they had a pretty good run going. And they were getting high a little more often and missing a little more work and screwing up a little more and getting in a few more car crashes and getting a few 502s and getting arrested and the whole thing. And by the time they got into their mid to late 20s, they all had to basically go get their life back in order. Because the last 10, 12, 15 years had just been a blur of booze, weed, and drugs. And it's not a great plan. It really isn't. I'm not saying having a hit of weed's going to kill you, but a lot of you are making a career out of this pretty young. And it's not a great plan. All right there, Drew?
I'm with you.
Thank you, buddy. Brett?
Why if I say that kind of stuff, I sound like...
You're the man.
Yeah.
You're so busy farting, who has time to talk?
That's true. It's pretty time-consuming.
This question is basically for Drew, I think. But my sister introduces me to one of her friends, like maybe a couple months ago. And she's kind of hot, you know, so I start kicking it with her. And then me and her have sex. And then she has a boyfriend at the time. So I'm thinking, okay, this is like a get-out-of-jail-free card where it's like, all right, for me to just not even worry about it after. And then she starts calling me off the hook, like crazy. Like, she gets sick and psychotic about it. She breaks up with her boyfriend and starts calling me. Mm-hmm. And then I try to, like, cool things down between me and her and, like, start to, like, pull away from her. And then she calls me and she's like, I have a stomach ache. I'm like, well, go to the doctor. She's like, okay. So she goes to the doctor. And then she calls me later on that day and she's like, guess what? I'm pregnant. I'm like, but you are on birth control. She's like, well, the doctor gave me an ultrasound. I'm thinking, you can't get an ultrasound just stopping in the doctor's office.
Yeah, a gynecologist, you can.
Just that same day? No, just for a stomach ache?
If it was a gynecologist, yes.
Okay. Well, and then she tells me...
Hold on, Drew. Is something coming out of you?
A while ago.
Yeah.
This may be time to...
It's time to use my second match.
It's getting kind of scary with those. I'm scared for you.
All right, well, then, like, she tells me, okay, well, I have an...
You really look like you're some sort of, like, warlock.
Trying to wave it around. Yeah.
Okay, so then she tells me, I set up an abortion. She's like, I don't want you to have nothing to do with it. Don't worry about it. I set up an abortion in a month. I'm like, okay. She's telling me this while she's at my house. She came to my house to tell me. And I'm like, okay, well, let's go down to the store. I want to get a soda. I buy a pregnancy test, and I tell her to take it. And it comes out negative. And this is like a month and a half after she said, after we had sex.
Well, that's interesting.
So I'm like, okay, now I really don't believe you. I'm like, well, why don't you take me with you to your abortion? So I make sure you're really having an abortion. She's like, well, I don't want you to have nothing to do with it. I'm like, well, I want to make sure you're not lying to me, because if you're lying to me, I don't ever want to talk to you again.
Right.
And if you're telling me the truth, then, you know, everything's cool, and I'm very sorry for even accusing you. And then she's like, okay, no problem. And then she calls me the next day. She's like, oh, they moved the abortion up to today. And then she calls me later on that day. She's like, oh, I had the abortion. Everything's fine. Don't worry.
Oh.
So, you know, I just want some justification. Am I tripping, or does that sound fishy?
It sounds fishy.
Okay. Yeah, sounds fishy. Like, but how about her? I mean...
What's her past like?
Yeah. How is she as a human? Can you get a read off
her? My sister said she was cool, but she's kind of like, she gets clingy, and she doesn't want to, like... let go of guys.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if she likes a guy, she, like, tries to do whatever she can to keep him. So my sister was fishy about it, too. My sister's like, I think she's lying, too, and she's her good friend, you know?
Yeah. This may not be the one for you, Brad.
Yeah, I guess.
Well, the good news is she's not pregnant,
right.
if she ever was.
If she ever was.
And you're kind of on to her.
Yeah.
So that's it.
All right. Well, I just wanted to make sure that I was like, I don't know, because I'll feel really bad if she really was pregnant, you know?
No, I understand.
It sounds fishy.
Yeah, okay. That's all I needed to hear. Thank you.
All right.
Yeah.
But listen, don't get drunk and have some sort of maintenance call where you do actually get her pregnant.
Yeah, that really sucks.
And don't string her along.
Yeah, I won't do that.
If you're done, you're done.
Right. It's more than done.
All right.
Thanks, guys.
All right there, buddy. So, I had a heart of gold, this guy.
Yeah, he's all right. It's okay.
I like that. Yeah. No, I like when he said... you know, if you're not pregnant, it's a big deal. I don't like you lying. And if you are, I'm sorry.
I'm sorry. Yeah.
And I apologize. I like
What's
that.
What's interesting, though,
very even-handed. That
if she were really screwy, she would not have taken that very well. That whole she would have escalated in response to that. You know.
Yeah. There's a more fart. Is something else coming out of you?
It
just never ends. Really?
Mm.
You're like a very badly scented candle. The world's worst scented candle.
It's Ode Anus.
It just never goes out.
Yeah.
All right.
There's
something going on.
I
got to go in the other room and induce some vomiting. All right. We'll take a break and then we'll be back.
Love Line. 1-800-LOVE-191.
This is Shaggy, Mr. Love up front and personal, and you're listening to Love Line with Adam Carolla and Dr. Drew. Got it going on up close and personal. Yeah.
Huh?
What?
More?
Up close and personal. What?
No, I'm ass assault has not stopped.
You know what? I'm
if
not...
anything, it's gotten worse.
It's just cumulative here.
Is that what it is?
Yeah. What has been compressed within my colon is now filling this room.
Filling not only the room, but me. Everything in the room has been filled with what was in your colon.
Yeah.
It's a transference of colon matter.
Yeah.
From, and here's basically the pipeline. This studio. It goes from inside of your colon into the studio, and then I ingest it, and then one day I'll pass it on to my children. God willing.
It gets incorporated into the genetic material, doesn't it?
I'm scared I'm going to belch on the ride home and stink up the car with your gas. Is that a possibility?
The way things are going.
I'm at a serious saturation level with this gas now, Drew. I can't take up anymore.
They want to hear the boogie out there.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, should we play
All right.
That?
There's been a request for the Dr. Drew boogie, one we haven't heard in quite some time. So let's do that.
You're fat. I find you, have sex with me. Gee, it hurts, have sex with me. Faggot, better have sex with me. I want to have sex with me. I was born, so I had anal sex. Gee, it hurts, I'm still a virgin. Tried to be straight, or I thought I shouldn't be straight. I was confused. No. Pee on this makes me sick. Hurts when I urinate. Makes me sick. Anal sex makes me sick. This guy's penis makes me sick. I've had anal sex, but felt no effect. I got these lesions. Gee, it hurts. Still a virgin. Makes me sick. It's called intimacy. Can I say that?
Ow!
You're fat. You're gay.
Ow!
Confused. You're sick.
Ow!
You're overweight. You're still a virgin.
Ow!
You're dysfunctional. Not acceptable.
Dr. Drew's right.
I don't know if he's right as much as he is ripe. It's maybe a little bit of each tonight. Mm. All right, well, I used my last matchup.
I know. I got scared when you did that.
Feeble. You know what that's like? It's like me being cast adrift in a sea in a dinghy and eating all of my rations of food the first day.
Yeah.
Just hoping I'll be rescued by nightfall.
What was the wisdom in that?
I don't know. It was a plan, and I went with it. Maybe not a very good plan.
Mm-hmm.
All right. We're going to speak to Charlie over here, who's calling from Cincinnati. He's 20. Charlie?
Hi.
How are you doing?
Doing all right. How are you?
Well, I've had better days, too.
Oh, yeah. Well, my question was, I just wanted to get some feedback from you guys. I don't know if you've heard what's going on down here in Cincinnati with the rioting.
Yeah.
And my feelings are the black community, they genuinely have a right to get upset when, you know, people are getting shot and this, that, and the other. But, I mean, come on. White people get it just as bad. I mean, I'm 20 years old. I'm a known drug offender in the city. When they pull my record up on their computers, it says approach with caution. I've had the police pull a gun on me several times.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm a good kid. I'm from a really nice neighborhood. I used to smoke a lot of pot, and they labeled me for that. And this guy that this cop shot, I mean, he was escaping 14 warrants for his arrest. He runs into an alley, reaches in his coat.
Yeah.
I mean, if a cop says freeze, what are you going to do?
Well, I would tend to freeze.
Yeah, exactly.
I like to play it safe and freeze even before they say freeze.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Same time of saying freeze.
I would do the same. And
Listen, here's how it is. Yes, traditionally, the cops have been unfair to the blacks. No doubt about that. I think things are evening out a little bit nowadays. I know it's not real popular to talk about that. Also,
because the different races are entering the ranks of the police, too.
Well, that's true. I mean, at least if you're out here in L.A., there's more black and Hispanic. I see more black and Hispanic cops than I do white cops. Mm-hmm. So them
has become us.
Well, yeah. So if it's like, who are they being prejudiced against? Their own? I'm not sure exactly how that math bodes mm-hmm. out. I usually think it's much ado about nothing. But I can tell you, as a poor guy, poor people are the ones who get screwed the most by the cops. They get pulled over. They drive crappy cars. Their stuff isn't in order. They don't have insurance. They have expired tabs. They dress poorly. It's like you see a car going down the street and it's a shiny new car.
You might be more stressed and irritable and do things erratic because of that.
What? Who, me?
Poor.
Even poor? Mm. All I know is I used to get pulled over all the time when I drove clunker cars and looked like an idiot. And now I don't get pulled over as much. I drive nice cars and I still look like an idiot, actually. Yes, and the blacks rioting is a bad plan. But what are you going to do? You know, I mean, they're not going to solve anything. And I agree. It doesn't help. It exacerbates things. But they feel that there's injustice perpetrated.
I also, there's something going on in Cincinnati. I was there a couple weeks ago, and there is a lot of pent-up energy. There's something going on in that town, and this just sort of triggered it.
Yeah, and what's it like over there?
Bricks through windows about a mile from my house. They've been setting houses on fire. I don't know if you're familiar with the Madera area. You said you were in Cincinnati.
You know what? There's that mall. What the hell's the name of that mall? There's a mall off
Cincinnati Mall?
No, by the Omni Hotel. There's a little mall off there in the downtown. And I sat in that mall, and there's a food court. And I thought, my God, everyone in this food court is so angry. I'm afraid someone's going to pull a gun out.
No, you did not.
Adam, I sat. I left. It, you could just feel it. You could feel the. There's just an energy in that town right now.
Yeah, two nights ago, like right when this first started, a guy that I used to live with, he was downtown. He was more in like the Madisonville area, which is a large black community, and like four or five guys yanked him and another one of my friends out of their car and pistol whipped my friend Jimmy, fractured his skull. He's like partially blind in one eye now.
Again, I think you ought to not look so much at the single event and just try to figure out what's going on in Cincinnati right now and make everybody so angry. There's something else going on. This is just the tip of the iceberg.
All right. Well, you could move down to L.A. Yeah, be like Reginald Denny.
Yeah, really.
Oh, I don't know. Listen, you know, I'm telling you, I really, you know, I know as a white male I'm not supposed to say anything, but I've just had an ass full of everyone. I've had an ass full of Hispanics, the blacks, the gays, everyone but me.
White people
really
have an ass full too,
I've had an ass full of these goddamn Klan guys who are screwing it up for the rest of the passive white folk like myself. The supremacists, I've had an ass full of them. The Jews, they're a pain in the ass too. Yeah, I've had an ass full of everyone but the Asians.
Well, Chinese now.
Not the American Chinese. Yeah, okay. There's something about the American Asians. They just kind of go about their business. I've really had an ass full of everyone. I don't know what the answer is. I think I do know what the answer is. Everyone get to work. I swear to Christ. Here's the deal, everybody. Cop pulls you over. Yes, sir. No, sir. Put your hands on the wheel. They still could pull you out of the car and beat you. But you know what? I don't think they're gonna. I really don't. When a cop tells you freeze, you freeze. When a cop tells you get on the ground, get on the ground. Yes, officer, no officer. That's it. Out of the car, out of the car. Whatever it is. And yeah, do they hassle the blacks or the Hispanics or the whoever a little more? I'd probably say yeah. But you know what? Here's the deal, everyone. 80-year-old women who drive Cadillacs don't get pulled over as often as 19-year-old white guys. That's a form of profiling. But 80-year-old women don't cause as much trouble as 19-year-old white guys do. People who drive nicer cars don't get pulled over. People who drive in nicer areas don't get pulled over as much. The cops do this all the time. And if you're black or if you're Hispanic or if you're whatever, you may fall down lower than everyone falls under the 80-year-old white woman.
Mm.
Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I mean, wouldn't you expect that women, for instance, elderly women get pulled over less than teenage boys?
Yes.
Okay, does it matter what color the teenage boys are?
No.
Do black teenage boys get pulled over more than white teenage boys? Yeah, definitely. But the white guys get pulled less than the elderly women. I don't know, and the elderly men. I don't know what the answer is. Keep your hands on the wheel, yes sir, no sir, and let's all just go home and masturbate. That's what I'm saying.
Can we go to work first?
I mean, go to work, yeah. Then go home and masturbate.
Okay.
I'm telling you, I know you don't like, a lot of you out there don't like the cops, you don't look at them as your friend or they're doing a job or whatever it is, but you know what? Just kiss their ass. Just get through it. Look at it like customs. They yell, halt, halt. That's it. All right. Tom?
Yes, hi.
You're 33.
Yes, I am.
Yeah. Now, meter maids, that's another story. I want civil disobedience for them. What's going on there, Tom?
Are you there, sir?
Yep.
A friend of mine, Dan, was having sex with his girlfriend. They don't use condoms. They've both been tested years ago. I mean, they've been together for many years. First of all, you guys are both doing a great service to the youth of America.
What's your question, Tom? We appreciate that.
He broke his penis. Apparently, his urethra. He was having sex with his girlfriend, doing it from behind, pulled out to have an orgasm, slammed into her butt cheek, and immediately following, he started spewing blood out of his penis.
Uh-huh. This is your friend?
No, in this case, it really is. I heard the story last night with the guy with the broken condom.
Yeah, I know. Did you have to use the guy's name before you set up the story, though?
Did I use the guy's name?
I'm confused.
His friend Dan.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Broke his penis, friend. Right?
Yeah, he broke his penis.
All right. He needs to go see a doctor.
No, he's already been through all that. He saw the doctor.
And now it's about 2 months later, he's all healed up. Supposedly, he still can attain erection. However, he's afraid to have sex now because he thinks that it might not have healed properly and he can still break it rather easily. So I think it's more of a mental thing. I haven't talked to him in about 3 weeks. I've all too, so, you know, has a penis.
Did he have an operation to repair it?
No, he didn't need any operation. He had a catheter in for about 7 days.
Mm-hmm.
And he went to the emergency room that night, and then about 2 days later, it started bleeding again because he got an erection while he was sleeping, and he woke up covered with blood.
Hmm.
So
I wonder if he just sort of tore his urethra more than broke the...
Yeah, that's what they were thinking.
I mean, usually it's the corpus cavernosum, the cavernous body inside, that tears and then swells.
Yeah.
And that sometimes needs an operation to repair. And that's usually from bending the penis, you know, sort of rapidly.
Do they have a splint or a brace or something could wear?
No,
is there any kind of penis rehab?
There's probably a rehab program. But this sounds like something inside the urethra just kind of tore. And that's, you know, that just takes a while to heal.
All right, so what do you say? Take it slow?
He shouldn't have any problem having sex again. Just
true, there's something else came out of here. Yes. Okay, we're going to take a break. Oh. I could give a rat's ass about this guy's penis. I got to think about my own health. All right, I'm going out of the car. I'm looking for matches. All right, we'll be back.
Loveline. Loveline. 1-800-LOVE-191. Back in a minute.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. That's right there. It's a lightning round. I'm Ace Rock. We're going to find it. I've done a lightning round. A little while, but it's back in the air. Right? We're taking some calls. We're going to get calls. We're having a line. It's a love line.
Ace, thanks for those matches.
Yeah, I got myself some matches in here, boy. Ace Rock has been lighting matches. Drew's been on Tuesday. I'm going to tell you what. I haven't experienced this since NAMM. I really haven't. Let's hop on the phones there. Speak to Amy. What's happening there, baby?
Amy.
Yes.
Yeah, what's happening? The love line.
What's going on?
I'm 30 years old. I've been in a sexual relationship for over a month now, I have never had an orgasm.
With a partner?
Ever.
Uh-huh.
How about by yourself?
Yeah.
No.
Little, do a little diddling yourself there, baby, huh? Come on. You can tell Ace. Huh?
I've never masturbated.
Uh-huh. No vibrator?
Nope.
How about you get yourself a little vibrator and see what happens there, baby?
I don't turn myself on.
Uh-huh. You don't do it for yourself?
No.
Yeah. I love myself. Ace Rockola loves himself. Ace Rockola. Yeah.
But how about maybe figuring out how things work on your own, and so you can communicate that to your partner?
Yeah. Yeah, Amy?
Yeah.
How about it? Does he go down on you?
Yes, he does.
He does? You do the backside maneuver I learned about tonight?
No.
No, that's not his cup of tea. I don't blame him. You know what I mean? You go backside. You know where your nose is? Bottom side. You know what I'm saying there, girl? Oh, Drew, that'd be certain death if I did that on you tonight. I'll tell you what. It would be faster than cyanide tablets. Really would that, but hi, baby. Let's have a sandwich with a little lime. A little going down on you. Just relax. We have a couple of wine coolers. How about that? A little glass of Chardonnay. Relax. You uptight, baby? You religious?
I was raised religious, but I'm not now.
Mm-hmm. How about you find yourself, baby? You get in the tub, a little running water right over the coochie roo there. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that was Ann's technique.
Yeah, was.
Well, I remains.
Talking about earlier today?
Yeah.
Amy?
Yeah?
Get in that tub, run that warm water on the vagina, and get an orgasm, huh?
Well, I'll give it a whirl.
Yeah, give it a whirl there, baby. Call us back later. Yeah, there we go. All right, there, baby.
Who's calling?
All right, let's fire for the stock on the phones here. Let me just ring that cowbell thing. Let's take another call here. You ready to go, Drewski? Hey, it's the love line, Ace Rock. It's a good partner over there, Dr. Drew. You smack dab in the middle of the lightning round. Slowest 13 minutes of radio. What's going on there, Shay?
Hello.
J29, you said hi.
Well, thank you kindly.
What aren't you wearing?
What's going on, Shay?
Woo!
I've been married for 2 years. And I'm not interested in having sex with my husband.
No, hold on a second, babe. Let me check the time. I forgot about the time. It's 11:47 and 30 seconds. That's 12 minutes and 30 seconds away from the witching hour. 12 minutes. Smack down in the middle of the line. Around past 39 minutes of radio. My name is Rock Holmes. Good partner over there, Dr. Drew. He's hot, hot, hot. Not interested in sex with the hubby, huh?
Well, it's very hard for me to get interested.
Has that always been that way?
Yes, it has.
You like him okay?
I love him to death. He's my best friend in the whole world.
Are you on medication?
No.
Birth control pills?
No, I'm not on birth control pills.
Yeah, it says here on the screen, you're thinking about a threesome, a little trisome. Do you want to spice up the relationship? All right.
Well, we've talked about it because we're very open. It's never, you know, I've never had any secrets with him at all, especially about sex. I let him know that, you know, it's, it just... I try to say it nicely, but he just doesn't turn me on a lot. So.
Yeah. Why?
Well, that's a good time.
I don't know.
Do any men?
Say that again?
Do any men?
Oh, definitely.
Yeah.
Very sexually active before he and I met.
That's got to be lovely news, yeah.
I know. Well, he was a virgin when we met.
No.
And that, like I said, that was about 5 years ago.
No, this poor son of a bitch would kill himself. Shay? You thinking about a lady, are you?
Well, yeah.
You might get a lady in there. Maybe you're a little lesbo, huh? Let me join the pink team there, baby.
Well, I've been with women before I met him.
Yeah, Shay, what is up? What is up with
What's
you?
With the confusion?
What is up with you? You're sexually compulsive, and then you love my husband, but I'm shut down with him.
Hold on a second. Let me check the time. It's 11:49 and 10 seconds. That is 10 minutes and 50 seconds away from the top of the hour. 12 midnight at Winston Arm. H. Rock Holmes is good to have found another doctor. Smack down the middle line around. Fastest 12 minutes around. What's that, Shay? Lesbian?
That's the kind of thing that people get into when they've been sort of chronically traumatized when they're a kid. When they just, they can't be close to someone, the person they are close to. What's the matter?
My cowbell is going on there, man. Hey, Shay, you got kids?
No.
No, good.
I mean, the fact that you'd even think about having a threesome as a way of improving your intimacy is bizarre.
All right, let's recap. This guy's a virgin, never got himself a little taste of the tail before Shay. She's thinking about chick. She ain't turned on him. He's her best friend. Give it a break now, baby. I'm saying maybe I'll break it up. I'm saying, you ain't into this guy. You ain't into chick. You're into chick.
No, she's not a chick. She's into
don't you lie to his Rockola. He knows
she's
you're lying.
She's sexual compulsive.
Sexual compulsive. That's what I was saying. Let's hop on the phones now. What should she do, Drew? What are you going to do with her?
I think maybe a marriage counselor.
Marriage counselor, that's what I was saying. Dan?
Yeah.
Dan, you're 20.
Yeah, I'm 20.
Hey, what's going on there, partner? I'm Ace Rackle, as well, partner of Dr. Drew. What did you say?
Yeah, dude, you just said something.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've got, like, this friend. He's, like, one of my two roommates. And, he says he masturbates, like, all the time.
Yeah, good times.
Yeah.
Are you living with Adam?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. What's your problem with it there, Danny?
Well, it's like, I don't know, if he has sex all the time, he masturbates all the time.
Yeah.
You know, and the rest of the time we just sit around, you know, light and flagellants around here.
Nice.
You know.
Sounds like an average 20-year-old male existence.
Party with you, Dan.
Oh, dude, I'm telling you.
Yeah, all right. But, so what's your question?
But, you know, is that healthy, you know? And sometimes he asks me, you know, If I do, you know, and I'm one of those guys that's like...
Yeah, he's one of those dicks, that's right. I don't know. I don't need a guy's masturbatory philosophy. I'm the kind of guy who likes my semen lukewarm. Not chilled. Not hot. Did we really need to hear from Danny?
He likes the deodorant that's 110%.
That's right. Listen, you're 20, your roommate jacks off all the time, you whack off the other half of the time. Good time. Let me check the time, speaking of the time. It's 11:51 and 40 seconds. That's 8 minutes and 20 seconds away from the top of the hour, the witchy hour, straight up. Midnight, I'm Ace Rockola. This is a good partner over there, Dr. Drew. He's hot, and gassy, gassy, gassy. Let's hop back to the phone so we can burn through a few more calls. Minnie.
Hello.
Ace Rockola here.
Hi, this question's really kind of for Dr. Drew. I think I lost you at this point.
What aren't you wearing? Seriously, go ahead. What's
okay, I have a question. I smoke pot pretty regularly for about 12 years.
You smoked weed?
Like all day, every day. And then my husband and I started having kids, and I stopped.
Good job.
And like now maybe once every 3 months. I'm smoking, but I have, even when I was smoking regularly, kind of a different reaction to pot. It makes me very focused.
That's right.
And I get a lot done.
Yeah, me too. I watched 15 episodes of Dukes of Hazzard just the other day. I really tuned in. It's like I had blinders on.
It can make you euphoric, just like alcohol will too. When you usually have that kind of.
That's right.
I would go to work.
It's like the difference between how an alcoholic reacts to alcohol versus a non-alcoholic. An alcoholic will want to go repave the front driveway when they're using it. Yeah, non-alcoholic.
Good metaphor there. That's a good example. Hey, maybe she's still waving the weed now. She's got the kitties now. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. And why she's feeling stimulated from it per se. Mm-hmm. It can trigger panic attacks and things like that too.
Let's check the time real fast. What do you say there, Drew?
Sure.
Okay. It's 11:53 and 30 seconds. That's 6 minutes and 30 seconds away from the top of the hour straight up. I'm H. Rock Golds, which now and that's my good old partner there, Dr. Drew. And he is hot, gassy. Hot, hot, hot. All right, what do you say to Drew? Take a little break.
Sounds good.
And come back with the fastest 30 seconds rapping on the radio.
Beautiful.
That means right goal. That's better than Dr. Drew. Well, there you go. We made it through a ass-filled 2 hours with Dr. Drew, everyone. Who I'm hoping will be stripped of his medical license as soon as he leaves this building. I'm going to go home and take a very long, long bath. You know those...
How are you going to internally cleanse?
I'm going to give myself a coffee enema.
Good. You better have a spiritual cleansing, too.
You know what it's going to be like? You know those movies when after the woman gets raped,
yeah,
and then they cut to the tub where she's just floating in the water, and she has a blank, faraway stare, and she's symbolically trying to cleanse herself.
There you go.
That's going to be me.
Yeah.
So if I maybe masturbate, I'm not sure. I'm going to play by ear. Okay.
Okay.
We'll see what happens.
Yeah.
All right. So until next time, this is Adam Carolla for Dr. Drew saying mahalo. Then we'll do it in the missionary style for 8.6 minutes. Then I roll you over to doggy, and I finish you off with more oral. What do you say?
This has been Loveline. The opinions expressed on the show are not necessarily those of the staff, management, sponsors, or this station. The producer for Loveline is Ann Wilkins Engel. Loveline is a presentation of Westwood One Entertainment.